He doesn't even get a lunch anymore. Very, very busy, folks. We're all praying for Congressman Ron Paul and his staff, and also trying to financially support, and also trying to get the word out on the internet to where the neocons and the liberals are coming out and attacking and really starting to get scared, and the hit pieces are coming out, but they're bouncing right off of the congressman, again, who's running for president for, on the Republican ticket. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me very much.
What is the skinny on with this Republican televised forum? What is Ron Paul really planning to do, and what can we do? Is it, I mean, is it impossible to get him on the roster because we know that the head of this Republican forum is a campaign manager for John McCain? Where is all this going? How can we help?
Well, the Iowa for Tax Reform and the Iowa Christian Coalition will be sponsoring a presidential forum this Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa. Unfortunately, they invited everyone except Congressman Paul, which, of course, was a little bit disturbing to us. We didn't know about it until kind of at the last minute, and we made a call to that group, and they said Dr. Paul would not be invited and wouldn't. They didn't want him to participate. So they made it clear that he simply wasn't welcome. And so we didn't like that, so what we decided to do is to go ahead and have our own event next door in the same convention hall, which will be this Saturday in Des Moines at the Hy-Vee Center in downtown Des Moines, immediately following the presidential forum. So we already have received a large number of reservations for people that are going to go. We're going to make it the theme it will be Life and Liberty, celebrating life and liberty. Dr. Paul is very eager to do the event, and we're looking forward to a great crowd. And a lot of your listeners have already, I know, because they've called our office, have already made a reservation to attend the event.
Now, the Southern Baptists have endorsed open borders, end of America, amnesty, and I guess they're trying to support fake Republicans who are actually pro-abortion. Are they mad at Congressman Ron Paul because he isn't for America killing legislation or killing the babies?
Well, I tell you, sometimes I don't really know why some of these groups don't take the Dr. Paul, because when you look at it, his record and his voting record and his long record of the speeches and what he advocates, you would think that so many of these organizations support him. The little interesting part about this, the way I look at it, is a lot of times the rank and file members are not really represented by the organization leadership. And once the rank and file members realize what their leaders are doing, then they protest. For example, when the Michigan State Party chairman came out saying that Dr. Paul should not be invited to any more debates after the South Carolina debate because of Dr. Paul's views on foreign policy, he quickly found that the rank and file members in Michigan, GOP party members who pay his salary, disagreed, and they made him change his mind. So that's been my experience.
So we've got the Iowans for Tax Reform, and what's the other subgroup?
The Iowa Christian Alliance.
Iowa Christian Alliance, that's right. Now my problem here is they invited Rudolph Giuliani, who's pro-abortion, pro-open border, pro-big government. I mean, there's nothing conservative or libertarian about him, but I guess that's okay. It's okay to be pro-abortion. Just don't be a constitutionalist. That's not Christian.
Yeah, and that's a bit perplexing. But again, once this story broke, we started hearing from the rank and file members of those organizations saying that they were disappointed and they were upset. And some people said that they had called the leadership there. And likewise with the Iowans for Tax Relief. I mean, Mr. Fehler is the head of that organization. He and I debated this issue on the Jan Michelson show there in Des Moines, which is the major radio talk show in the state. And he was asked by Jan and myself, you're an organization that touts being for low taxes. There's no candidate in the field on either party that has more of a reputation for lowering taxes than Ron Paul, and yet you don't want to invite him. It doesn't make sense.
Well, most of these groups, these immigration groups and these tax groups, are just there to collect money so the director can live in a $5 million house. They're not really doing anything. Now, this is a serious conflict of interest, though, because this guy is a minion of one of the other Republican candidates.
Yeah, he is. He is the senior advisor, as listed on the John McCain website, to John McCain. So he also, from some research that some people did, he was instrumental in supporting Pataki out of New York when Pataki was considering running for president.
Who, by the way, is for total gun registration and banning handguns nationwide.
Right, right. Right. So when you take a look at these people who are head of these various organizations and see what they're doing in other ways, you know, then that makes them a suspect in my eyes. I mean, everyone has to have their own favorite candidate, and I have no problem with that. But once you learn who their favorite candidate is or who they're supporting actively when they're not in the duties of the particular position of their jobs for these groups, then that tells you something.
Well, all of them, even mainline Republicans, Bennett and Buchanan, and just literally all of them I've seen on television are saying this could actually break the Republican Party, this open border, U.S. ending, total legalization of all these hardcore felons and the rest of it, instant Social Security cards, instant welfare tit being provided. And it doesn't matter. Bush doesn't care if 91% in Gallup polls don't want this. I mean, what does this mean for America that the Republicans and Democrats have circled the wagons against the American people and so-called Christian and so-called taxpayer groups are pro-Giuliani, who makes Hillary look conservative?
Well, I'm perplexed by it, too. I'm a lifelong Republican from Kansas and was active in the party when I was starting in junior high school. And it really angers me when I see this happening, because it shouldn't. I just feel like anymore that the Republican hierarchy, the elites, have walked us through the Twilight Zone. I mean, I don't know of any other way of saying it. I mean, you're absolutely right. When Bush and the other elites in Congress and around the country are going against exactly what most every American is against, whether it's the amnesty program or what have you.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution in general on a lot of other things. And, of course, as you know, the amnesty bill is being revived. I mean, Bush has gone to Capitol Hill a couple of times now on that, which is an unusual move. He talks about it. And I really am just ready for him, Bush, and others, other Republican elites, to look at Americans through the camera lens and say, you know, we really don't care. We admit it openly. We don't care what you want. We are doing this anyway.
Well, Ken Snyder, I know you've seen the amazing spin. They've been parroting it on every TV show and national radio show that the American people want us to do something. They want this bill, when it's the exact opposite. I mean, they treat us. I mean, I really think that they're still playing the game of 10, 20 years ago where their lies were still working. Do you think they know the jig is now up?
Well, I don't know. I mean, these people consider themselves smart. Most of them are, but they're certainly not perfect. And a lot of times they just talk amongst themselves inside the Beltway. They have dinner parties. They go out to the same restaurants. They socialize. They date. Their kids date each other, et cetera. It's a little bit of an incestuous relationship as far as I'm concerned. So sometimes or often they do lose sight of what's going on outside of the Beltway. And again, that's why I'm saying I consider Washington to be the Twilight Zone, because as you say, they say one thing and mean the exact opposite. I don't know how else to describe it.
Ken Snyder, I've only got you a few more minutes. I want to get into the strategy. How's the campaign doing? Obviously, you guys have raised quite a bit of money, but not enough. What is the TV strategy? What can the listeners do to support the campaign? I mean, basically, what are the hurdles you're facing?
Well, first of all, I want to share with everybody that the campaign is going much better than we ever anticipated. Dr. Paul is enthused by the day. I'm enthused by the day. We're getting ready to move into new office space. More and more people are joining us. Emails are pouring in. Phone calls are pouring in. Contributions are coming online. They're increasing by the day. The amount of coverage that Dr. Paul is getting is increasing. We have a long way to go. But the point is thank goodness for the Internet. Thank goodness for shows such as yours. People are responding. Dr. Paul often says it's not him personally, it's the message of freedom. I agree with him, but also he's a big part of it, as you know, because he does embody and personify this sort of message over a long period of time. I simply would encourage people to keep doing what they're doing. Our meetup groups around the country are literally exploding. Our email list is building by the day. Just ask people to just spread the word. Ask people to go to our website, ronpaul2008.com. There's enough material on there to probably interest most folks. Join a meetup group, make a contribution if you can. Just keep doing what you're doing now. We've got a long way to go. We've got a lot of money to raise. We're going to be using the Internet as strategically as we possibly can. We've been getting some good reviews by various technical publications, giving us high marks for doing that. We're just going to work as hard as we can. The message is clear. The need is absolutely essential that we get it out there. And the good news is people are responding, and I'm beginning to find it interesting to watch and listen to some of the pundits who are now kind of scratching their head, kind of getting a little bit uncomfortable, because now they realize that the cat's out of the bag and they don't really know what to do with it. So,
I do, Kent Snyder, again, the campaign manager for Congressman Ron Paul. I do agree with you, the cat's out of the bag, and I see a lot of the hubris and the arrogance draining out of the eyes of Anderson Cooper and the Fox News crew and the people at MSNBC and CNBC. But expanding on that, the old World War II saying of B-17 pilots was that when you're over the target, you're going to be getting the flak.
Right.
And I see it as a really good sign that they're finally starting national demonization campaigns. They're finally starting to try to manufacture dirt and manufacture skeletons and claim a lot of bull that I've looked into. It's all turned out, of course, to be complete bull. And the good news is, secondarily, that not only are they attacking, which shows they now see him as a real contender, but secondarily, then the attacks are bouncing off, and it seems only encouraging people to check out the congressman. Your take on that?
Oh, no, I agree with what you've just said. Len Nofsinger, who passed away about a year or so ago, he was one of the brains behind Reagan back in when he was governor and all the way through the White House. He and I would have lunch from time to time, and he would tell me, you know, unless they're attacking you, you're not doing anything. You're not a threat. So anytime people start attacking you, consider that to be a compliment. And that's beginning to happen. So we're prepared for that. We're actually welcoming that, because now we realize that our opponents consider us to be a credible threat to them, which is exactly what we want to be and what we need to be. And so that's positive. But Dr. Paul, as you know, has a long record, and we're just going to keep comparing and contrasting him with all the other candidates. And the interesting thing is, I know you mentioned just earlier, there are people now outside of Las Vegas, but there are political pundits now who are saying that when you really look at the facts, Ron Paul is the best candidate, the best Republican candidate to have a chance to beat whoever the Democrat is. And there are now people in Washington who actually are saying those words. And that, when you really think about it, that is very exciting.
Well, it is, because if there's for the body of the Republican Party, you know, the good people,
right,
you know, who are not these elites, as well as grassroots anti-war, you know, true liberals, they love Ron Paul because they know he's credible. They don't agree with him on every issue, but they know at least what you hear from Ron Paul is what you get. And they know the Democratic elites are just as corrupt as the Republican elites, and they realize, and they see, I hear a lot of liberals calling into talk shows noticing how Bush is actually doing everything he can to run the Republican Party in the ground, and we know they passed the batons. It's like when Bush got in and told Congressman Dan Burton's committee to leave Bill Clinton alone for Pardongate. We know Hillary's going to do that, or Barack Obama, probably Hillary, folks. We know that that is now happening, and so the Republicans are power-sharing with the Democrats, and they are intending to run all these dead horses with all these skeletons like Giuliani and we've got the other guy, you know, who's got really bad cancer. That's totally staged with Thompson, who the Bush family, by the way, it's now turned out is behind him. It's just like when they ran Bob Dole against Bill Clinton in 96. They are not running a real viable candidate. The real contenders are holding back for the next election or the 4 years after that. Folks, if you don't want Hillary Clinton in, a warmongering socialist who was openly calling for the, you know, last week that they denied fairness doctrine. Now this week they admit they want to start banning talk radio. I mean, they're making their move, Kent Snyder. This is it, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt. And people who don't understand that or accept that are either, well, just ignorant, or they've got their head in the sand, or both, or something. I mean, these things, as people like us have talked about for years, these things are now in the open. There's no conspiracy. These people are being very open. They're being very blatant about it. I know a lot of people say it's unbelievable, which, of course, is one of the tactics that propagandists use to say something so outrageous that it is unbelievable. But these sorts of things are in the works. They've been in the works for a long time. They talk about them. They're there. The information that you bring up is there for people to simply accept. And it is a very crucial time. And I know people probably don't like to hear that, but that's just the state of affairs. And, you know, sometimes, one of these times in our country's future, it's going to be a turning point, and my intellect and instincts tell me that the time is now.
It's certainly ripe, and if not now, when? Kent Snyder, RonPaul2008.com, 1-800-RON-PAUL. Folks, call, donate, volunteer, get yard signs. Listen, I know people who aren't even into the freedom movement or into America who are apolitical, who are calling me going, how do I get Ron Paul signs? I mean, calling me at my home, friends of mine, you know, from college, and I go to RonPaul2008. I mean, type Ron Paul into Google. It isn't hard. Call, get the yard signs, or they say, can you give me one? And I go, these things aren't free. Call, buy some. That's how you support Ron Paul. So, again, everybody, we need the yard signs now. We need them nationwide, 1-800-RON-PAUL or RonPaul2008.com. Ken Snyder, thank you for all the time. And just in closing, in the 30 seconds we've got, how do you attend the thing in Iowa?
Well, the easiest thing to do is go to RonPaul2008.com, check the eventful calendar. The details are there. That'd be the easiest thing for people to do.
All right. Thank you for the time. And I again, I'm grabbing you by the hand and lobbying you. We need the congressman. The listeners want him.
I understand. We'll make that happen.
Thank you, sir. All right. There goes Kent Snyder, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.